relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Hunter Biden want Joe Biden to meet with Tony B.
What are you talking about?
Are you Mr. Jim Biden? I wanted to ask you about the China deal.
Would you please stop bothering me?
You don't want to comment, sir?
I don't want to comment about anything.
I don't want to comment about anything to you because I'm a Biden. Is it truly Thursday? I was looking at that video and it said Maryland Wednesday. Are we already in Thursday? That's unbelievable. Rule number one for a reporter. If you staked out some scumbag's house and you've got him on camera and on microphone, after you start asking them questions, you don't ask them who they are. Okay? I'm not a journalist, but I know that. But it's still interesting footage. That was Jim Biden, a member of the criminal Biden cartel family, not wanting to answer questions about whether he knows Tony B. That's Tony Bobulinski. Bobulinski, the man who is at the center of the scandal, the unfurling of the crimes of the pay-for-play scheme involving senior Chinese military intelligence officers, the Chinese government, Hunter Biden, and Joseph Robinette Biden. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We will take some of your calls in this A segment before we get on to other guests and also your... how do I put this? There is a man who is underrated. He is called Jesse Waters. And I realized the capacity of this man when I saw him speak extemporaneously about 2 years ago at an event. He spoke for 20 minutes without notes on why Donald Trump won, why America chose a non-politician as their president. And it was the best explication of what Mike Flynn called the peaceful revolution of 2016. Yesterday, going back on shows that air while we're broadcasting, I saw him on The Five, and he may have started as the funny guy, the light relief during, I think, was it the O'Reilly Show? I think it was the O'Reilly Show. And then he did Waters World for Sean Hannity. But this is a smart man. The Biden scandal, let me explain why he's smart. The Biden scandal is complex. Even for people like us on the team here in America First, who digest political information and news stories every single day. My producer, Mr. G, not only produces 3 hours of talk radio, he goes off and he listens to talk radio when he's not in studio. That's the level of commitment that we have from all of our team members here. So to explain this scandal succinctly and clearly, is no mean feat. And yesterday, when Juan Williams, why does he have a Spanish name? I never worked that out. When Juan Williams said, oh, it's propaganda, it's a conspiracy theory, Jesse Williams, again, without notes, utterly destroyed that narrative. And it is the best 2-minute summation of the scandal that now lies at Joe Biden's feet. You need to hear it. You need to internalize it. And you need to use this information. Eric, play card 11.
Well, first of all, Juan's claim that the Wall Street Journal debunked this story has been debunked, Juan. First of all. Second of all, yeah. I don't think you even read the Wall Street Journal article, because if you read the article, they did not debunk this. They actually helped substantiate what they saw. I'd like Peter Ducey
Jesse,
to ask Joe
back.
Biden
That's
this question
so you
for the next
tell
week.
Something
we'll
like that.
See if they can do this. Excuse me, Juan. Let me just give Peter some advice. Ask the vice president, hey, Mr. Vice President, have you ever met Tony? Let's see if he can answer that question, because that would settle a lot of things. You bring up credibility. Let's bring it up. Who do you believe? Do you believe the naval officer that held a high security clearance, that commanded a nuclear submarine, that has emails and documentation and voice recordings, who went to the FBI under penalty of perjury and said his story? Or do you believe the political family with a history of plagiarism and shady deal making, who's hidden and ran for the hills since this broke, and three of their business partners are in prison? The deal is very simple. They cooked it up in 2015 while Joe was VP. The Chinese communists sent $10 million to the Biden family. $5 million of it was an interest-free loan. The other $5 million went to the holding company where Jim Biden, the bro, held back 10 for the big guy. So then Tony meets with the VP twice on this. And then when Tony wants to put in good corporate governance, Joe Biden says no. They cut Tony out of the deal. And then they smear him as a Russian agent when he goes to the FBI. But the best part of the story is this. The communist Chinese guy who they were dealing the deal with, he was under FBI surveillance because he was a spy. And then when he get popped by the SDNY for bribery, Hunter Biden represents him for $1 million fee. And now he's serving 3 years in jail. So the Biden family was doing business with Chinese communist spies who were under FBI surveillance. Boom. How's that for a boom?
That's a boom. I like to play that on a loop. I think we have to find a way to play that on a loop for 5 days. The key fact is the Biden family was doing business with Chinese intelligence officers who were under FBI surveillance and who are now in prison. None of the Bidens are in prison. Why is that, America? Why is it that we're not allowed to talk about this? Why is it that when America's oldest newspaper writes an article based upon the evidence gleaned from Hunter Biden's laptops, it is censored? Its account is shut down. Did you see the hearing yesterday on Capitol Hill? That peculiar homeless individual, Jack Dorsey, with his nose ring, making a mockery of the Senate? If I had been a senator, look, yeah, Ted Cruz was tough, but if I were a senator, I would not have let that man out of the chamber until the New York Post had its account reinstated. But they didn't do that. Why? How afraid are you? There's a guy who's not as smart as Jesse Waters, but he's more powerful. He's called Joe Rogan. And he had a certain journalist on his podcast yesterday who's just resigned from The Intercept. Why? Why has Glenn Greenwald resigned from The Intercept? Because they refused to publish his article about Joe Biden, which was a negative piece on Joe Biden. The Intercept is censoring as well as Twitter and Jack Dorsey. And Joe Rogan who's got a few followers. I think he's got 8.2 million on YouTube. He called it as he saw it. Let's listen to the rather influential Joe Rogan. Play cut.
Self-censorship is one of the more eerie aspects of knowing that you can get deplatformed off of Twitter for things, and knowing that you can get yelled at, or you can get Twitter mobbed because of your beliefs, because of standing up for something that may be correct but unpopular. This is, I mean, what journalism is supposed to be, is telling people what the facts are, giving people unbiased perspectives, objective perspectives on what is happening in the news and how this could possibly relate to their real lives. This is what it's supposed to be. It doesn't seem like it's supposed to be that at all right now during these elections. It's scary. No one is you're supposed to not pay any attention to all the crazy gaffes. You're not supposed to pay any attention to the very real concerns that Joe Biden is losing his mind. And if you say that, you're an asshole and people will attack you. They'll say, you don't understand. He stutters. And this is all because of he called Trump Bush yesterday.
Joe Rogan just cut a deal for $100 million with Spotify. He is the most popular podcast on the planet. And he's afraid? What are you going to do about it? There's only one thing you can do right now in the next 5 days. And that's to guarantee that the man who's fought for you for 4 years is reelected. Get out there. Get your friends to vote for him. 5 days. The stakes couldn't be higher.
America first. Magnificent.
Who does this go out for, Shad? Who's this for?
The newest Russian mystic at the head of big tech, Jack Dorsey. Living it out, Rasputin style, in front of America's Senate.
But did Rasputin have a nose ring? I'm not sure.
Well, fairly close, but not quite.
Behave.
Fairly close.
Behave. For those of you on YouTube, it's Boney M. and Ra-Ra Rasputin. Rather cool song. What do you say to those who call America a racist country and that the justice system is unfair to black Americans? Are all white people racists? How do you respond? I tell you how. You listen to Bishop Aubrey Shines, founder of Conservative Clergy of Color, and his brand new book, 8 Questions About Race, that will arm you with all the rebuttals you need to the lies of organizations like Black Lives Matter. Get your copy at 8questionsaboutrace.com. While you're there, get copies for your friends, your fellow churchgoers and neighbors. 8questionsaboutrace.com is the rhetorical ammunition you need. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by 8questionsaboutrace.com. We have an issue that is bleeding over from yesterday, but it is a permanent one, if you will, for at least the next 5 days. And it goes to this issue of negative and positive energy. And don't worry, I'm not going to get my crystals out, okay? This is about loving a candidate, having positive attachment to a political movement, as opposed to negative hatred towards a candidate. And Jeff is our producer. He goes by the moniker of Mr. G. What was your comment with regards to the president, vice, sleepy, creepy Joe Biden?
That what are you talking about as far as
hatred, motivating hatred, when it, you know, can you win an election by hating the other candidate?
That was 2012 for us.
Okay, explain the parallel. What was 2012 about? Why didn't it work?
Because the only vote basically on our side was a vote against Obama. I mean, Romney brought nothing. He brought no new voters in. It was nothing new. The only reason that our base was fired up was to vote out Obama. And it wasn't enough.
So we failed because our side in 2012 wasn't excited about Romney, which is impossible to be excited about Romney. And so now you're flipping it and you're saying now, because even Democrats can't get excited about Joe Biden, you're feeling confident about our victory.
Absolutely. It's the same thing. The only thing they are doing is voting against Trump. That's it.
Okay. I like it. I like the analysis. The bottom line is get your friends to vote. 3-4-3. He gave us three Supreme Court Associate Justices who will protect our Constitution for decades to come. The least we can do, every single one of us, is to get three of our friends, our relatives, our loved ones to vote for the president who otherwise would stay home. Get all the information you need on early voting, on mail-in voting at keepamericaamerica.com and make it happen. 3-for-3 and we can win. Let's go to your calls here. Let's go to those who have been waiting very patiently. South Carolina, John, line 2. Welcome back.
Dr. Gorka, tell Jeff that nobody knows what Abraham Lincoln sounded like.
I think you're right. We were having a discussion in the break that Bismarck and Abraham Lincoln were known for their high, squeaky voices. The jury is still out on that one, John, but if ever we need a Lincoln liner, you will be reading it, okay?
Yeah, I'll pass on that. I'd rather go for maybe Darth Vader or something along those
all
lines.
Right.
But listen, here's my real suggestion. It was really good that Steve Bannon opened up as he did, because he covered everything I wanted to cover largely. But here's the
guys,
thing.
But guys, so we played the replay of our special with him yesterday, just two little clips. The whole hour of that interview and the last week, record-breaking, 250,000 views in the first hour, both of them are at our YouTube site. You've got to watch them right now to prepare yourself for the election. That's Sebastian Gorka, America First, Steve Bannon exclusive. Sorry, John, carry on.
I will. As this goes, though, as soon as the polls close on Tuesday, President Trump needs to send Christopher Asher Ray skidding across the asphalt nose first out of his office. He needs to can him so quickly that Ray doesn't even see it coming.
I like this. I saw this up on the call screening board, that as soon as the polls close, you fire Christopher Ray's backside out of the FBI. I like that. I like that touch of drama. You know what Mr. G said?
What's that?
He said, no, fire him now. Fire him now so that the media has to talk about why he's being fired. I'm not sure. What do you think of that?
Well, that was my original position, but I don't think that Trump could, I think he's too busy campaigning. I think he's just so into that he's not going to be distracted with anything else. And it's like trying to get a beagle off a rabbit trail or something. He's out on the campaign trail now, and he will not be distracted. So I don't think he would do it. And you've got to have somebody to replace him with, and I'm sure he's thought of it. But, you know, it removes it from any sort of political realm if you wait until the polls close.
Yeah. How are things looking in South Carolina? How do you feel about the next 4-5 days?
Well, here's one of the things I was going to call another time about. So good intro on that. I need to call in support for Lindsey Graham. And I know that you're not any crazier about him than I am, but we need Lindsey Graham. And he's done just massive soldier's duty for us, and we need to reward him. We need to get Jamie Harrison off his back. Harrison is doing one of the most underhanded things I've ever seen in my entire life.
What's he doing?
Basically, there's a guy named Bill Bledsoe, who is a member of the Constitution Party, who is running. He withdrew, and he endorsed Graham. Well, what Jamie Harrison is doing is going in, and he's trying to bleed off votes by getting people who are dissatisfied with Graham to vote for Bledsoe, who's still on the ballot.
Wow.
And it's the slimiest thing that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that Harrison did, he's got a TV commercial that he's since pulled, but he says that I will never, ever lie to the people of South Carolina. I'm somewhat of a body language expert, and I know you're probably even more so than I am. He is lying through his teeth while he's saying that. He sort of smirks as he says it. He cuts his head or his eyes off to the side, and he tilts his head a little bit.
There you
Does
go.
That say lying to you?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And it's on tape.
This is so important. Not a big fan of Lindsey Graham, but we have to hold the Senate. We have to win the House. We have to win the White House. We have to do what they do. They play like a team all the time. Now it's up to us. Keep John on the line. I think he's got the War for America soul, but check, because he's always such a great caller. Let's make sure he has a copy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First of the Salem Radio Network. Don't forget MyPillow.com. All of our sponsors, all of our advertisers, Relief Factor, Balance of Nature, but especially Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com, who stood up for our nation's values. Support them all and use my name for the biggest discounts. You don't have talk radio without these great, great sponsors, and Mike's one of the best. We will be back with Jenna Ellis, the president's attorney, constitutional law professor, and also senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign. Stay on this channel. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
The truth. The whole truth. Nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty. America First.
Thank you, Deep Voice Dave. Do you like talk radio as much as I do? Do you live to switch on that radio in the morning and just let it play? If you do, do the right thing. Support those who make talk radio possible. This isn't NPR. You don't get a tote bag here. You actually get real information, but you've got to support our sponsors, leading amongst them that great American Mike Lindell, a friend of the president and the man who has sold 51 million My Pillows. They're that good. The president uses them. Our whole team uses them. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, just cuddles your cranium through the night. Get up to 50% if you drop my name at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468, MyPillow.com. But you've got to use promo code G-O-R-K-A. She's not letting the social media moguls get to her. Jenna Ellis, the president's attorney, is newly landed on Instagram. Follow her as well as on Twitter, Jenna Ellis, E-S-Q. Welcome back to America First, Jenna.
Thank you so much. And I did post the obligatory video that was so basic, right? I had my pumpkin spice latte. I had the plaid shirt. I had the whole, you know, like the duck face, you know. So
you've
I posted that.
I've done it.
It's out of the way. Because I've heard that's how you join Instagram. So
either
if you want to
see puppy videos.
Yes.
Puppy videos.
I have heard corgis are a big thing on Instagram.
Oh, no, they look silly.
Well,
am I allowed to say that? Sorry, Queen Elizabeth, but they do. Her legs are too short. Okay, let's talk about bad news. Let's talk about good news. Let's start with the bad news. What is going on in the Supreme Court, my constitutional law friend?
Yes. So today there were two cases, one in Pennsylvania, one in North Carolina, and both of those governors had attempted to change election law right before the election to allow for ballots to be counted that were received after Election Day. So, of course, there is opportunity for fraud. There are so many concerns about that. So the Republican Party, as well as Team Trump, petitioned the Supreme Court for emergency application to say we need to stop this before Election Day. Chief Justice Roberts wrote the
majority. Not a conservative.
Not a conservative, and declined that application. So Gorsuch, Alito, and Thomas wrote dissents. It's very short. I'd encourage everybody, go read those two opinions. They're only four pages. And basically what they said is, we need to decide this. We're going to end up having to decide it after the election then, because what's going to happen is, if there is a margin that those ballots matter to the outcome of the election, we're going to end up having to decide this. But what they have allowed is, at least those ballots now that are received after Election Day will be segregated, so that we do know this is the stack of ballots that are in question. The rest of them were received timely. And why this matters is because elections in America, of course, have to be free and fair. They have to be legitimate. And there is an equal protection argument to say that your and my vote as citizens cannot be diluted because of other votes that were not timely submitted and not timely counted, or there's some other problem with it. So we want to make sure this isn't about, you know, Team Trump saying we don't want to have
a legitimate integrity, whether you're voting Democrat or Republican is not the issue. The issue is the integrity of the election itself.
Absolutely. And it's making sure that election law isn't changed by Democrat operatives
in the last minute.
In the last minute, just to push through their preferred candidate. This isn't just about the presidential election either. I mean, if you think about all of the federal races, the state and local races in those two states, it matters to those races as well.
So you have taught constitutional law. You're a legal advisor, senior legal advisor to the campaign, attorney to the president. The last minute we have with you in this segment, and follow her right now, Jenna Ellis, ESQ, means she's a legal professional and esquire. Follow her on Instagram and Twitter. Have you ever seen an election as fraught legally as this one, even before the election night?
No. I mean, this is where we're looking at Bush v. Gore in 2000, but we're looking at the possibility of 17 of those types of lawsuits around the country.
Right.
I mean, this is
not just Florida and hanging chads, but multiple, multiple of those cases.
And we could have prevented this without the Democrat operatives trying to just change election law unilaterally through executive orders, even through legislatures at, you know, the last minute. And so this is so fundamentally anti-American, because we value our vote. That's our constitutional republic, to participate in the election and the selection of those who represent us.
If you didn't see it in the last hour, we played clips from our hour-long special YouTube interview, uninterrupted, with Steve Bannon. If you want to know the scenarios of what happens after election night, all the way up to that magical date, December the 8th, and the electors, go to YouTube, check it out right now. It's Sebastian Gorka, America First, our exclusive interview with Stephen Bannon. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works and is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain. You could be the next one. You could be like Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Reggie? Of course you do. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack right now, or call them on 800-500-8384. And I promise you, it's Dr. G's guarantee. If you take it morning and evening as I do for those 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is America First.
Deep in the swamp. First place in your hearts. America First with Dr. G.
2 days left in my campaign for the amazing people at the Lions defending freedom. Times are hard, I know, but listen to this incredible missive, this letter that Dana, a listener, wrote to my buddy, the sage of South Central, Larry Elder.
Hi, Larry. I have a message for the college-age students. I'm a mother of three and have another applying now for next fall. As you can imagine, our coffers are a bit low with all the tuition going out of the house. But we just donated to ADF. My sons and daughters have shared their real-life drama of being on campus as conservatives. And I can see how easily any of our conservative kids could become targets of the left and end up in court. I just want to encourage all parents of college-age students to give to the Alliance Defending Freedom now. Please, we need to have each other's backs. College is expensive enough. Could you imagine paying for a defense lawyer against your own university? We can't afford not to help ADF. Listen to Dana, support this incredible cause. They're fighting for all of our constitutional rights, and next time it could be you. Go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Click on the ADF banner or call them directly on 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888, Alliance Defending Freedom. It's for all of our constitutional rights. SebGorka.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's leverage off that. We're back with Jenna Ellis, attorney to the president, senior legal advisor to the Trump campaign. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram at Jenna Ellis.
And actually allied attorney with ADF. So
I was going to say. Yeah, this is exactly why you're the perfect guest. How is what ADF does, whether it's a cake baker being forced to work for a quote-unquote homosexual couple in their quote-unquote marriage, or whether it's a student being removed from his state student senate position because in a private chat room he talks about his Christian faith, can you kind of extrapolate as to why all of these cases and the assault on our constitutional rights and our freedom of choice and freedom of conscience is really reflected in the next 5 days and our choice as a nation, Jenna?
Absolutely. And it's so incredibly important to support organizations like the Alliance Defending Freedom, like the Thomas More Society, where I'm representing Pastor John MacArthur as well,
yes,
to open his church and to make sure that the government cannot compel him to shut down his church simply because they prefer that people don't take the risk of congregating when our religion and our faith requires us to. That's not for the government to compel us to act against our conscience. And that's exactly what religious freedom means in this country. And what is at stake in this election is the understanding of where our rights come from,
yes,
and who dictates to us our individual choices. And President Trump understands that the Constitution in context requires and mandates that government preserve and protect your and my rights and liberties, our freedom of speech, freedom of association, free exercise of religion, all of those things, so we can speak together freely about God. We can make choices for ourselves and our families to pursue prosperity and opportunity where we see fit. And it is not for the government to compel us to act or to compel us not to act against our sincerely held religious beliefs, against the dictates of our own conscience. That's what true, genuine diversity and religious liberty actually means. But the Democrats want to change that, and they want to harness the power of the judicial system,
yes,
by making sure that they actually have operatives, political operatives on the bench that will rubber stamp their partisan agenda and will actually squelch your and my freedoms and liberties, like what they're doing to General Flynn, by the way. When you have a judge who's acting as an advocate from the bench, that's what Democrats want.
And how significant is it? I'm going to use a phrase I learned from my colleague and other constitutional law expert, Hugh Hewitt. How significant a piece of dispositive evidence is it that this president has placed three originalist associate justices on the Supreme Court bench? What should that mean to conservative voters who care about the Constitution, Jenna?
Well, first, it means that President Trump is not self-interested. He's not the tyrant that everyone suggests, because he would not put people on the bench who are going to hold him accountable and his branch, right?
Point.
That's just that's completely antithetical to his purpose. What it shows is that he's restoring the judicial branch to the original design. So if you care about your rights and freedoms, if you care about being able to have your rights protected into the next generation for your children, for your children's children, you want conservatives on the bench, not because Republicans then then win all the time, but so that the judicial branch is that check that is fair, unbiased, and will apply the Constitution, the law, and the fact correctly to the cases, not be some super legislature that has some partisan policy interest. That's what the Democrats want from the judicial branch. They want it to be another arm of their policymaking. But in context, read Federalist 76 through 78, Alexander Hamilton talking about the judicial branch being the weakest branch because they don't actually have any power. They don't have lawmaking, policymaking, enforcement. They only can be the check and balance and say, no, you can't, according to the Constitution. It's like a referee in a sporting event. No power
you broke the rule.
Except,
you can't
sorry,
do that.
You can't do that.
Last question for Jenna Ellis. Follow her right now. Jenna Ellis, ESQ on Twitter, on Instagram. What is the game plan? What is the scenario? They're going to contest the election. It seems pretty clear. Who has the better lawyers, and what is the period after the election going to look like? 60 seconds.
Well, of course, President Trump has the better lawyers because it's part of my team, right? So I'm just going to put that out there. But no, of course, we have the better lawyers because we're actually interested in truth, in fact, and constitutional protection. So we are in this for the right reasons. But of course, Democrats are going to try to contest everything. Joe Biden is not going to concede on election night, even if it's
Hillary told him he can't.
Hillary told him he can't. But what I am hoping for is that so many people will get out and vote that it's such a landslide that Pennsylvania won't even matter to the electoral count, that President Trump will win so many states that these Democrat-held states like Nevada, Michigan, Pennsylvania, even if they're contested, he'll still be above 270 anyway.
This is the scenario I said is possible and the one we have to make happen. Such a massive landslide for the president that it doesn't matter how many votes are outstanding to be counted. It doesn't affect his 270-plus lead in the Electoral College. You, dear listener and viewer, can make that happen. It's the 3-for-3 deal. He gave us three great judges on the Supreme Court. You can give him three friends that you take to the polling stations who otherwise would stay home. If we do the 3-for-3, we can win and the Constitution can win. We've been talking to Jenna Ellis. Follow her right now, Jenna Ellis, ESQ. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We have to be at the top of our game. What does that mean? It means being as fit as you can be, the healthiest you can be. What does that entail? Exercise, eating well, and of course, when you can't, because nobody eats like a rabbit, you've got to get the right nutrients in you. What do? I take Dr. Douglas's Balance of Nature. 6 little capsules, 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables that I take before the show that give me 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. That's how you be the healthiest you can be. Get up to 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name, balanceofnature.com, or call them 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. balanceofnature.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
What happens after election happens. You heard Jenna. They have the best team. They have incredible lawyers like her. And if necessary, they will deploy to every court in the land where the diabolical Democrats try to steal the election with their late voting, their ballot harvesting, their it's 3 weeks later and we found a bag and we don't need to check the signatures against the voter rolls. Battle will be joined in the U.S. courts, and God bless the president that we now have a majority of judges in the Supreme Court that actually respect the Constitution. It's not 6-3, because Roberts ain't an originalist. It's 5-4, but that's enough. And that will be the ultimate guarantor. But right now, what is your job? You can make it nigh impossible for them to steal the election. How? because we've got a scenario. We've got it planned out. You have to facilitate such a crushing landslide victory on the day of the election in all states, especially battleground states, that it doesn't matter how many votes are outlying, how many mail-in ballots, how many absentee votes still have to be counted. If enough of us vote for the president on the day of the election, counted on the day of the election, then he will reach and he will breach the 270 minimum needed in the Electoral College, and he can declare victory. It is truly up to you. Take a little fraction of the burden he has borne for us for 4 years onto your shoulders. He has worked so hard for every single one of us, from the unborn in the womb to the aged in the old people's home. He has fought for America. Are you going to fight for him and America in the last 5 days? That's my challenge to you. I want every single one of you, every listener on radio, every viewer on YouTube, everyone who's downloaded the podcast, to take minimum 3 people to the polls to vote. Be prepared to wait in line for hours. If you can, help them fill out their absentee mail-in ballots and get them to the polling stations. Get them mailed in. You can make America win. Do it. Now is the time. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This was America First.